Welcome back to the Venusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Brian Schultz with Jeff Tesh of the Beavers. Congratulations on the crazy win last week, Coach.
Thank you. We didn't want to make it quite that hard on ourselves, but very proud of the comeback by the kids.
First half, you started okay. Virtually every opponent where you know it's their homecoming and throwing the fact that they're dedicating a new field and everything, you knew the start was going to be a challenge, didn't you?
We did, and we said we had to weather the storm, and there was going to be adversity in the game, and like I joked, I didn't think it'd be that much, but you're right, we did have to weather the storm there, that's for sure.
Down 28-7 at the half. I didn't feel very good about the second half. How'd you guys feel?
You know, it was kind of an interesting feeling at halftime. Everybody still felt like if we do our job, make the plays we didn't make offensively, one or two corrections on each side of the ball, it wasn't a real panic mode. There was a, you know, a challenge to play better, but like I said, it wasn't something that we didn't feel we could fix. Now we had to go out and do it, and the kids did it, so that's the mystery why we didn't do it sooner. But there really wasn't a giant panic at halftime.
At what point in the second half did you realize the game was yours?
Probably when Tahi broke his long run. Just that obviously gave us a 2-touchdown lead, and then the defense had a nice stop, and then they roughed the punter, and things were kind of snowballing for him at that time. But I think when Tahi popped the long power run, I thought we kind of had it then.
Anytime your quarterback is throwing and running that well, the opponent's going to have some problems. What kind of made everything all fit together there last week?
Yeah, Jordy played extremely well. The line played well. We ran okay. They did some nice things to stop some of our B-gap to B-gap running plays. But, you know, we made throws in the second half. He was running, so they couldn't just blitz us. They had to kind of sit back and be careful of him pulling the ball down and running, so that slowed down their pass rush too. We were just kind of clicking there at the end.
Defensively, Damon Benham made 2 big plays in the second half. The fumble kind of fell right into his lap. The pick, though, was a great play. What is more impressive to you as a coach, the jump on the ball that he had or the blocks downfield that he got?
You know, the blocks downfield, are you don't really practice that. You just kind of get excited and you stay, you start going. The things we do talk about with those guys, you can't block below the waist. You know, sometimes defensive guys will go clip guys. Sometimes they don't know how to block and they just kind of run and hope they get in the way. It's just kind of interesting how those develop because you really don't practice the blocking downfield after an interception. Usually in practice, if we do one or we're scrimmaging, we blow the whistle immediately after interception because guys get blindsided, guys get clipped on both sides of the ball. But things just kind of fell into place with the blocking downfield, and then he read it well. He was making some nice cuts downfield.
More with Jeff Tesh later in the Venusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Venusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, part 2 with head coach Jeff Tesh. Your secondary got picked on a little bit in the first half, Jeff. That was the first time that really had happened. Do you like how those young guys responded?
Well, we're a nice job by the coaches. Figuring it out, it appears it's the corners that were just getting beat one-on-one, but we had some safeties that were not staying deep enough. They were biting on some crossing routes. And so, as always, there's a little bit more to it than you think, but made some nice adjustments. Then we kind of said the heck with it, and we just threw the kitchen sink at them, and we came free. Then we got momentum, and we were able to get after the quarterback more. But it's amazing, 19-year-old kids, how things can change, and that's why there's timeouts. And I think a big play, too, was I'm not saying he was faking it, but they had a nice drive going, and Mario Stevens got hurt and had a cramp, and he was down. And he might have acted a little bit, stayed down a little bit longer than he needed, but that was actually a nice job by him, if you can get a cramp at the right time.
Every coach says we need to make some adjustments. You said earlier this week on Sports in the Round it was really one on each side of the ball. Is it usually that simple, where it's one thing to fix?
No, sometimes it's more than that. You know, like if you can't protect a quarterback, you can say, let's change this scheme. We can't block them from tackle to tackle. We've got to sprint out. Then that doesn't work. I can remember one time we literally were playing down at Southwest one of the early years. We couldn't sprint out. We couldn't drop back, and it was third down. And I said, just throw up a bomb, and maybe we'll get a pass interference. And it worked twice, and probably the best coaching we did was just innovative like that. But, it, you know, that's the experience I think you'll see in the National Football League. You'll go, how can those guys be 70 years old, some of those assistant coaches, and still be coaching? And I think maybe there's a new young coach that can motivate guys better, or there's a new technique. But I don't think you can substitute game experience in any shape or form. It's just tough to think on your feet that quick. And some guys are better in the press box. Some are better on the sideline. And but there's just no substitute for that game experience.
On to St. Cloud. What makes them click this year?
Offensively, it's their running backs. They run they run the football hard, and then when they get that roll and they play action pass, or the quarterback pulls it and runs, and I think that's the key for them. When that's going, they're going, and we've got to stop the run and not allow them to play action. Otherwise, it'll be tough. And defensively, they're just hot and cold. There's days when they played Duluth, they looked like world beaters, and there's other days where they haven't been quite as motivated or whatever. But I think the key for them is to get them down a little bit, and really for us to be able to run and play action too. So it sure makes it easy when you get that running game going.
Their quarterback, Nate Meyer, can throw it. He can run it. How much does it help that your guy can do the same thing and you're used to facing it?
Well, good point. We somewhat know how to stop it, and so do they. Easier said than done. But it makes it tough when you have a running quarterback on any team you're on, trying to defend, yeah.
On defense, I don't see anybody that jumps off the stat page at me for them. Anybody impress you?
Not right now. I'm not going to ever underestimate a team. Times they can look really good. They can make plays, but they've given up running yards. They've given up passing yards. And then, like I say, they played really, really well. But there's not that All-American guy sitting right there that – you got to make sure he doesn't beat you type of guy.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Jeff Tesh, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.